Sell stocks efficiently and clearly. Many folks tend to jump into buying stocks when everyone else is doing it, even if they're pricey. It's like following a herd without really thinking. But there's a smarter way, value investing. Instead of going with the flow, value investors look for bargains. It's not like buying discounted steak, but when the market goes up and down, stock prices do too. Legendary investors like Warren Buffett, Bill Ruane, and Bill Miller all swear by this approach. They buy low when others are selling high, and it's been a winning strategy for them. So, if you want to invest wisely, think like a value hunter. Value investing is all about seizing opportunities. It's like finding a great deal during a sale. But it's not just about grabbing any cheap stock. Value investors aim for stocks that are priced lower than their actual worth. Prioritize security while maximizing worth. Value investors ask two fundamental questions: what's a stock really worth? And, is there a safety net for investors? Benjamin Graham, the pioneer of value investing, laid down these principles in 1934. Starting his career as a credit analyst, Graham applied a banker's mindset to analyzing securities. He aimed to find a stock's intrinsic value akin to assessing the true worth of real estate. In simple terms, intrinsic value is what a savvy buyer would pay for the entire business. Since a stock represents a slice of the business, its intrinsic value is linked to the entire business's worth. This perspective helps investors spot if a stock is under or overvalued because eventually, stock prices align with the company's real worth. For instance, in 1999, Microsoft stock was trading at a whopping 84 times its earnings. But by 2006, it had dropped to around 20 times its earnings. Those who bought it at the high price might not see positive returns for a while, if ever. Value investing, a bulwark against market ups and downs. In the turbulent market period from 1999 to 2003, value-oriented mutual funds outshone others, according to a study by Columbia University professor Louis Lowenstein. Despite widespread losses, these funds managed an impressive 10.8% annual return by sidestepping trendy stocks, with only one of the 10 funds holding a hot stock briefly before selling it. Their steadfast adherence to value principles not only protected investors from losses but also secured respectable profits, showcasing the power of contrarian investing strategies in volatile times. Value investors seek stocks based on their true worth, steering clear of following the crowd or reacting emotionally. They opt for stocks that are overlooked and unloved, knowing that real value often hides in the shadows. Instead of chasing trends, they focus on companies that might seem dull or unpopular but hold potential where others aren't looking. This key lesson teaches that buying stocks below their actual value safeguards against losses caused by overvaluation. Overpriced stocks inevitably tumble when the market corrects itself, resulting in what Graham termed a permanent capital loss. The dot-com bubble serves as a stark reminder of the risks of ignoring intrinsic value. For those caught in the frenzy, the lost money is gone forever. Ensure a sufficient safety buffer. Benjamin Graham was a careful investor. He always looked for companies that he could buy for less than what they were really worth. This difference between the purchase price and the true value gave him a safety net in case something went wrong with the company or if luck turned sour. Graham's main rule was to only buy stocks if they were priced at no more than two-thirds of their true value. This focus, along with his insistence on having a safety cushion, had some unintended but very important advantages. Stocks have something called intrinsic value. This value tends to go up over time. When it does, investors make money because the stock becomes more valuable. And here's the kicker: if the whole market realizes how valuable the stock is, you hit the jackpot. The stock price shoots up to match its intrinsic value, earning you a profit. Plus, the intrinsic value keeps rising over time, scoring you even more profit. Become a stock market expert. Advice for value investors. Value investors require patience and nerves of steel to brave the unpredictable fluctuations of the stock market. Prices can skyrocket one moment and crash the next, making it anything but smooth sailing. While buying low and selling high sounds like a winning strategy, trying to time the market is a surefire way to lose big bucks. Research shows that predicting the market's future is incredibly tough, if not downright impossible. But here's the secret: value investors don't need a crystal ball. Instead, they play it safe by insisting on a safety margin, buying stocks when they're undervalued and everyone else is hitting the panic button. This means they often do their shopping when the market is in a slump, snatching up bargains while others are running for the hills. Value investors avoid companies with lots of debt because it makes them risky for two main reasons. Firstly, high debt levels can spell trouble when times are tough. This is because companies have to keep paying interest on their debt, whether they're doing well or not. But during rough patches, they might not have enough money to cover these costs. Secondly, heavily indebted companies often find themselves making decisions based on what their creditors want, rather than what's best for the business. This means that management might not always have full control over the company's direction. Simplify PE and price-to-book ratios for clarity. Investors in stocks aim to snag a piece of company earnings and assets, seeking bargains as value investors. They target stocks with low prices relative to earnings, measured by the PE, price-to-earnings, ratio, found by dividing stock price by profit or EPS, earnings per share. Inverting the PE ratio yields the earnings yield ratio, calculated by dividing EPS by stock price, enabling easy comparison of stock earnings yield to returns on other investments like treasury bonds. This duo serves as a guide, helping investors identify undervalued stocks and decide on investment moves. Wall Street folks look at two kinds of PE ratios, trailing and forward. Trailing PE divides a stock's price by its recent yearly earnings, while forward PE uses estimates of future earnings. Now, future earnings are what really matters to investors because they determine if you'll make a profit or take a hit after buying a stock. But here's the kicker: Wall Street isn't always great at predicting the future. Sometimes their guesses about future earnings are way off. Graham, a big shot in the investing world, liked companies with stable earnings histories and future expectations that were more or less in line with past performance. Growth stock fans, on the other hand, are cool with paying a premium for big future earnings, even if they're not so sure when they'll come in. Decipher PE ratios, unveiling stock value. When calculating the PE ratio, don't just focus on accounting earnings, as they can be misleading due to various factors. Many experts prefer to assess cash flow or EBITDA instead. Opting for stocks with a low price relative to earnings is a smart move, even during tough market conditions. Although it requires patience, buying at a low price can lead to good returns. It takes guts to invest during downturns when negativity surrounds the market, but historically, undervalued stocks tend to outperform growth stocks. Finding bargain stocks can be a lucrative strategy, where you can buy a company's earnings at a low price. Sometimes, stocks drop below the value of the company's assets listed in its books, offering an incredible deal. Real examples include a Korean flour mill in 2005 selling at less than a third of its book value, and in 2003, a Swiss conglomerate and Volkswagen selling for about half of their book value. Moreover, some companies even sell for less than the cash they have on hand, as seen with many Japanese companies in the 1990s. This strategy presents an opportunity to make a tidy profit by investing in stocks below their book value or cash holdings. Explore global investment opportunities. Global investing offers a diverse range of opportunities for finding value and diversification, despite the challenges posed by differing accounting practices across countries. While understanding these variations may be complex, it's worthwhile for investors seeking hidden treasures abroad. As international accounting standards gradually converge, managing these differences becomes more manageable. It's essential to note that international investing isn't synonymous with emerging markets. Instead, focusing on developed countries ensures economic and political stability, minimizing risks for investors. Monitor insiders' movements discreetly. Insider transactions, where people within a company buy or sell its stocks, are like hidden messages about the company's future. Insiders buying shares suggest they believe the company will do well, which often leads to higher stock prices. Research shows that stocks bought by insiders tend to outperform the market. So, if you spot insiders buying stocks when they're undervalued, it could signal a promising investment opportunity. Pay close attention to corporate stock buyback programs. They're like signals from companies indicating that their stock price is undervalued compared to their earnings, assets, and potential. When big companies or investors start buying up a company's stock, it's a strong indication of its value. If a stock meets certain criteria, like being cheap compared to its performance, then when big players show interest, it can push the stock's price up to its true value. So, Keeping an eye on who's buying a company's stock can provide valuable insights into where its price might be headed. Discover meaning in succinct terms. Looking for value stocks has become simpler nowadays. With search engines, you can explore stocks worldwide. Free tools allow investors to input their preferences and find companies that are priced below their book value, have low PE ratios, have recently dropped in price, or are seeing insider buying. These lists serve as a starting point. However, it's still essential to conduct thorough research to understand why a company's stock is being sold at a discount. Value investors aim for diversification by investing in at least 10 stocks to spread risk, safeguarding against potential disasters in individual companies. Alternatively, they can opt for funds managed by professional value investors, who, by nature, operate as contrarians, diverging from mainstream investment trends to seek out lucrative opportunities. Smart stock selection, investing insights. To succeed in investing, value investors buy when others are selling and sell when others are eager to buy. But be cautious, some stocks are cheap because they're not worth much. Here's what to look for to judge if a company is worth investing in. Analyzing company potential. Pricing strength. Can the company increase prices or is competition too tough? Sales potential. Can the company boost unit sales? Margin challenges. Can the company trim costs or raise profits? Expenses. Can the company cut overhead? Sales costs. What's the expense of selling more? Problem solving. Can the company fix issues and catch up? Investment strategy. How will management use the company's cash? Comparison. How does the company compare to rivals? Breakup value. What's the company's worth if it's liquidated? Insiders buying stock is usually a good thing, especially when the company is buying back its shares. Key points. 1. Invest wisely by seeking bargains instead of following the herd mentality, like legendary investors Buffett and Graham. 2. Seek stocks priced below their true worth for long-term security. 3. Understand PE ratios to identify undervalued stocks amid market fluctuations. 4. Monitor insider transactions for hidden insights into future company performance. 5. Explore global investment opportunities for diversification and potential value. 6. Look for companies with strong potential to increase prices, boost sales, and manage expenses. 7. Diversify investments and analyze company potential for smart stock selection, emphasizing long-term growth.